Jasper National Park hasn't had serious issues with avalanches this season, but Parks Canada is advising vigilance this upcoming weekend. Tim Johnson, visitor safety team leader for Jasper National Park, said Parks Canada focuses on avalanche control following major snowfalls. By removing that snow, we reduce the risk of avalanches, Johnson said, adding how Parks Canada used a variety of methods including explosives to safely deal with avalanches. In Jasper National Park, the avalanche risk is moderate for alpine and treeline areas and low for below the treeline as of Thursday, January 30. With snow in the forecast, the risk is expected to rise to considerable for the alpine areas by Saturday, February 1. Parks Canada typically engages in avalanche control work along the Icefields Parkway, also known as Highway 93N, and often issues closure notices during the winter. Jasper National Park staff especially focus on Parker Ridge and the section of highway between the Columbia Icefield and Saskatchewan River crossing, even though this area technically falls within Banff National Park. This season, there have been two closures for avalanche control, one in early December and the other 2 weeks ago. Maligne Road is another area of focus for the visitor safety team. It was also one of the main areas affected by the 2024 wildfire. We have taken a look at whether or not the wildfire in reducing vegetation will increase the avalanche hazard in new areas of the park, Johnson said, noting the study has not been finalized yet. Parks Canada says it only closes roads when weather, road or avalanche conditions present a risk to human life. Anyone who breaks gates or intrudes into avalanche control areas may face fines. As for other areas of the park other than roadways, recreationalists should be properly trained and informed before heading into the winter backcountry. Safety is everyone's responsibility, Johnson said. The latest avalanche forecasts for Jasper National Park and the rest of Western Canada can be found on Avalanche Canada's website. Motorists are advised to check 511 Alberta before traveling on the Icefields Parkway and be prepared for a lack of cell phone coverage. Snow tires are mandatory on the Icefields Parkway from November 1 to April 1, and a valid National Parks Pass is required to drive the parkway.